You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Good morning. This is Dr. Paul Esposito here from WGOD Radio, host of this program, and I hope you're enjoying this program, WGOD. And rarely I get a chance to address our new listeners in Albuquerque and in Richmond, and I hope you're enjoying this program. I'm the host of this program, a Bible teacher for some 20 years, and a station manager of some radio stations in Florida, but the Lord's put it on my heart to expand my radio broadcast, which is why you're hearing me here on the Wilkins Network now. Some trusted friends of mine have helped to foot the bill to expand this radio program on in some various markets, and you're getting a taste of what everyone here in Florida has been listening to for a while, and that is my ravings here from Florida. 15-minute bursts, short bursts of energy here in the Word of God, and I hope you're enjoying this program. Hopefully you can tell by now I've got a passion for the Word. I'm an excitable type teacher, and I don't make any apologies for that. And I just hope you are enjoying this program. I encourage your comments. You can write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. You can learn more about me going to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. The website is wgodradio.com. Our church website is islandcommunitychurch.net. The reason I point that out, if you're out of state, is you can read my statement of faith, which is the church's statement of faith, and you can dig and see what I believe if you haven't found that out by now. And I believe the whole counsel of God, and I interpret the Bible literally. And I hope you're enjoying these programs here. We're going to hear now, this is part three. We'll probably wrap this up tomorrow. This is something I just preached at the church that I pastored just a week ago. There's such bad teaching out here today in the church on Israel and God's future plan for Israel. It is as plain as the nose on your face. People make it more difficult than it is. But God's very explicit and exact and precise in Romans chapter 11. That's what we're looking at. The Apostle Paul anticipates that question after chapters 9 and 10 of Romans and everything that's happened to the Jews. He says, what then? Has God cast away his people whom he foreknew? That should be a clue for you right there. Foreknow. He's tying it into the end of chapter 8. Where God says that you and I, Paul said, whom he foreknew, these he's predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. The Apostle Paul's teaching Israel is the same as you and I. This doesn't take God by surprise. God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. So this is what we're looking at. For a copy of this entire sermon, again, write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. Or go to my Facebook page. You can download it from there or my website. There's some 8 years worth of podcasts up there on the website. And I encourage you, get in the Word of God. I encourage you, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back soon. We're going to wrap up this message tomorrow looking at the fullness of the Gentiles. We're going to look at when the blindness on Israel is going to end how it's going to end, and what's going to happen then. Enjoy today's message.
And the word of the Lord spread throughout all the region. But the Jews stirred up the devout and prominent women and the chief men of the city, raised up persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them from their region. But they shook off the dust from their feet against them and came to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. So there's some history of the fall of the nation of Israel and what's happened to them. But thank God, that's not the end of the story. Thank God, that's not the end of your story. We're mine. Now, the Apostle Paul, back in Romans chapter 11, Paul anticipates your summation. In light of all that you've just seen and know, all that you've just learned about Israel, the Apostle Paul anticipates what you're thinking and what you're going to say next. He says, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Carol? Meganoito. Certainly not. But through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy, I'm in Romans 11:11. Through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. So, what do you know? It looks like, as far as you're concerned, all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. God took someone else's sin and turned it into your salvation. Hallelujah. Isn't that just like God, to take someone else's sin, or maybe to take your sin? I can't tell you how many times God has done that for me in my life, taking my mistakes, when I turned right, when I should have turned left, or when I stood still, when I should have moved. I can't get that opportunity back that's gone forever. But God will take my mistake and turn it into something good. And I'm here to tell you today, he'll do the same thing with you. He'll take, God is good. He sent his son to die for you on your worst day. Even when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How much more will he not freely give you all things? God loves you. He died for you while you were a sinner. He'll do anything for you. As long as it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, ask him. Okay. So now, knowing what we know, it's human tendency to become proud, isn't it? Like, ha, I'm saved and you're not. You know, I'm God's pride and joy now, and you cannot please God. We're just foolish, sinful creatures sometimes, are we not? It's human nature to get some satisfaction out of seeing other people fall, too. And again, Paul anticipates this problem, too. Verse 17. Now, if some of the branches, meaning the Jews, the nation of Israel, if some of the branches were broken off and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root supports you. Well, you will say then, well, branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in. Well said. Or in Greek, we learned this Wednesday night, that's correctamundo. Well said, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Then he says, do not be haughty, but fear, that is, don't think you're better than poor Mr. Jew over here that doesn't believe. Do not be haughty, but fear, better watch your attitude, Chumley. Now check out this threat that follows. Verse 21, for if God did not spare the natural branches, then perhaps he won't spare you either. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God, colon, on those that fell, severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue. What a threat. That's the way I look at it. Towards you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. And they too, if they do not continue in unbelief, they'll be grafted in. For God is able, to graft them back in. God is able to graft you back in. That's the good news today. Is all you got to do is get on your knees and turn and repent of the sins you've committed. Or call on the name of the Lord today, on this whatever day it is in August. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. God is able to graft you into the vine. Now I sound like a Pentecostal, don't I? God is able. For if you, verse 24, if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these, do you suppose, that are natural branches, will be grafted into their own olive tree? All right, verse 25 and 26 is key to this chapter and what's happened to Israel. First off, he calls it a mystery, meaning no one's ever heard this before. No prophets ever said it. Daniel didn't know this. Jeremiah didn't know it. Isaiah didn't know it. Peter didn't know it. James and John, nobody knew this before I put it to you. Paul didn't know it by the time Acts 13, and he wrote that. He didn't know this was God's plan all along. This was a mystery. Verse 25, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion. That is, don't think you understand this because you don't. Don't be wise in your own opinion, thinking you're better than the Jewish person because you believe and they don't. Do not be haughty, but fear, he says. Fear, not haughty. I do not desire you to be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own, King James says, own conceits. That, here's what's happened. Blindness, that's the word perosis, in part, that's not everyone, but some of them, has happened to Israel. Look at the next word. What's it say? Say it louder. Again. Again. Until. God's not done with Israel. That's what the word says. I don't know what the man on television might tell you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast.